Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth. You're listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Have you ever wondered why some people work really hard for their money while others live lives of joy and abundance with seemingly little effort? You are about to learn powerful, tangible steps to shifting your mindset and connecting to your flow of money and abundance. Jennifer teaches you to connect to who you are at a soul level, and how to use that connection to create a personal and specific relationship with money. Learn how money is a powerful tool to achieve your desires and your desires to then serve the world. So shake out your money-making truth right now. Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jennifer Bloom, host of Soul Wisdom Abundance, Create Wealth Through Spiritual Health here on Transformation Talk Radio. And as always, I am truly honored that you are choosing to spend your time here with me and my guest and learning all about a brand new paradigm when it comes to money. I tend to talk about that paradigm as soul abundance. And there's lots of different information that we could talk about here. But the basic tenet of soul abundance is that money is rooted in the divine. Right? It is a tangible resource of divinity. And because we aren't just human, we are divinity wrapped in these beautiful human shells of ours, we have access to all of the resources of the divine. We really have access to unlimited resources. May not always feel like it, but that is what we are meant to have and do. And really the best way that I have found to be able to really work with this new paradigm is to understand that we're in relationship with money, that we have a soul money relationship. And the more conscious we are about that relationship, the more that we work with those components, the easier it is to get into a brand new flow of peace and abundance when it comes to money. And if you are ready to dive into that conversation directly for yourself, I'm going to invite you to head to my website, which is jenniferbloom.com. And there is a soul money relationship quiz on the front page. Now, it's more than a quiz. It's going to give you a lot of information about the soul money relationship and where you're doing well with it and where you might want to be able to plump it up a little bit to really strengthen that relationship so that you can have the flow of money that you want. Okay. All right. So let's dive in. With all that being said, let's dive into today's topic. And I'm really excited to introduce you to our guest. One of the ways that we get to play with when it comes to this new paradigm of money is that the root of money, the root of where we get to how we make money, isn't in our hard work. Right? It is in our energetic flow. Money is energy. We are energy. When our energies match up, we get this really beautiful flow. And sometimes it's blocked, right? Sometimes no matter what we try or do or think, things are blocked. And we can be blocked emotionally, we can be blocked mentally, spiritually, and there are also ways in which we can be blocked from the outside. And so my guest and I today, the beautiful Sonia Nagy, we are going to talk about what it means to be blocked, how we can know that we're blocked, and Sonia's got some personal examples to share and all kinds of goodness. So Sonia, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to be here. And what an honor to be on Transformational Talk Radio. And this is an awesome experience. And I want to share a little bit about me. And
sure, go right ahead.
My history. So my first career was income tax and accounting. So I had a very grounded, practical experience with people and their money. And have filed over 10,000 tax returns and various capacities. I've worked in with people and their money and their money traumas and dramas. And I've had my own as well, from inheritances to bankruptcies. I've had that full gamut. And now I'm on the flip side of it, working on the spiritual aspect, and only if I could have known what I knew today back then.
Oh, I tell you, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
And recognizing not only do we have our own challenges that are there from, you know, growing up and the money relationship that we're born into, our families, but also the world and how we take on things from the outside that are not necessarily our truth. And those can be taken on in a very heartfelt way, and they can interfere in our process of really having this soul abundant relationship with money.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, I think where I'd love to start the conversation is as we are understanding money in a new way, right? So let's say we're somebody that's really stepping in that gets it, right? That knows that money is different than how we're typically taught, but still hasn't quite gotten the hang of creating a flow. How do you know when it's just, you just don't know a piece of information, right? Like this, you just don't quite know what to do versus when you're actually blocked? Like, how do you help people understand the difference between those two?
So I would say when you're blocked, it's when you're doing everything you know and you're doing it all, quote unquote, right? The way that you've been taught, and it's still not working. It's still not working. There's something still there. That's at an energetic level. That's an energetic interference where we can go in. So that's the difference of knowing when it's a block. And when you don't know, you know that you don't know, would be the other aspect.
Well, right. And I think that, you know, one of the gifts of being able to remember that we're divinity and mm-hmm. right, that a lot of this is coming through connection with divine. And that is a practice skill, just like anything else, being able to connect and hear. And I know you have a number of tools to help people connect. And but the more practice we get in hearing, also mm-hmm. the more we're going to understand of like, oh, wait a minute, maybe I need to learn, oh, here's a book, right? Here's a resource that pops out. Here's where I can read. And here's when it's really, you know, here, there's something going on here. There's something in my way. Mm-hmm. So I mentioned that there's a number of different ways that we can be blocked, right? We can be blocked mentally. Maybe we have, maybe we learned growing up that there's never enough. And that's something that is going to get in the way, right? If there's never enough, then we're not going to allow that to flow to us. We might be blocked emotionally, meaning we feel like we're not enough or we're not mm-hmm. worthy, right? So if we're feeling not worthy and we want to wait till we have enough money to feel worthy, that's one of those conundrums that can never get solved, right? Because the less you feel worthy, the less you feel not enough. You're like, that's what you're broadcasting. That's your frequency, which means that's your physical experience as well, right?
Yes.
Right? And then there's ways to be blocked from the outside. So I know one of the things that you're really skilled at that doesn't really fall within my realm of experience is really looking at things that come in from the outside, right? When we talk about mental and emotional blocks, those are things that we've developed along the way. We've developed in relationship with family, in relationship with other people, but it's things that we have really participated in. Can you talk a little bit more about the things that come, I don't want to say at us, but the things, right?
From the things
that are coming from the outside, right? Yeah.
Yes. So I'll give you a prime example that was my first experience. So I help people to remove the entities, which entities are just something that grasps onto your nervous system and just won't let go of your nervous system until you clear that energy. It can be a reoccurring thought. It can be an agreement. So many years back, I heard Bill Gates talk about reverse tithing, first time I'd ever heard that concept, which would mean you give 90% of your income away and you live off of the 10%. And, you know, for Bill Gates, that might work really well. But, you know, if you'd have to make $300,000 to live on $30,000, which on $30,000, we're just above poverty line. And that's still not a lot. So that keeps a striving going on. And I had taken that into myself, that idea, out of a true passion, a love of humanity and society, that I would be a reverse tither. And that was the goal that I was going for. However, that goal kept my nervous system in a perpetual discontent state. I was perpetually not satisfied. There had to be more, had to be more. So I was chasing after money rather than being in the truth of I'm here to serve. And so that was held deep in my heart. And my money language is equalizer, which is 90-10 is nowhere near an equality. And I was actually in a meditation, and the Deva, divine structure of money, came to me and said, we've got to have a talk about this generosity. And it was actually the divine structure of money that told me I had that entity and told me the whole story of how that got there. And through the work that I do, helped me to release that out of my system. And it was very curious, because it Deva of money also told me that was like talking to people like this. They couldn't hear a word I was saying. I didn't make sense to them, because when I was talking to them, it was talking with my head at a 90-degree angle versus a straight on eye to eye. And if you know me, I'm a person who likes to look you straight in the face and straight up. I'm a teacher of integrity as well, so I really like to hold that alignment for myself. So that's an example of how we can take something from the outside, something that's been presented to us from the world around us. And that's just an idea that we like, and we take it home to heart. And here then we live in this state of discontent. I'm never happy, never can get there, because there's never enough. And it wasn't that never enough wasn't naturally in me. I had that abundant awareness that I am enough. However, I had taken on this other that had told me that, you know, I'll never get there.
Yeah, so it's a little bit like you were stepping on the gas and the brake at the same time.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's a really painful way to live, isn't it? It's just really not fun. You're sort of feel like you're always go stop.
Yeah.
And you can't quite get to the flow that we know that we all deserve to have. Right?
Yes.
Even deserve, but it's our birthright, really.
Yes. Right? And another example is, you know, when we put ourselves out there and that isn't received the way that we're hoping and desire it to receive, and that could it include an investment, putting a financial investment into our future, starting a business, going off, creating something. And when that falls through, if that falls through, we can squelch ourselves down and say, well, I just am not going to go that big again. I'm not going to create, right? Mm-hmm. So it's that one time of a failure, and which, you know, there's really no such thing as a failure. It's just one more lesson along the way. But they can hold us in these very repressed states and stay in our system where we just won't allow ourselves to play. So those are examples of how, you know, we go for the world, we go for the gold, we go for these greater things, and we get squashed. And, you know, sometimes that journey back is much more difficult, and we need a little outside support and things like soul language and sacred partnership with money and cleaning the cash consciousness. These are some of the things, the tools that I've used that have certainly got me where I am now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I definitely want to hear about the clearing the cash consciousness in just a second. But before we do that, I want to just, follow up on something that you've said a couple of times now, and maybe you can speak a little bit more about it too. You talk about the nervous system, right? And the nervous system getting really out of balance. And when I hear nervous system, I think fight or flight. Mm-hmm. I think we as beings want to stay safe and alive, right? And so we can accidentally get in these places where money isn't safe if we've had a failure, right?
Exactly.
Failure. If we've had something that hasn't gone the way, you know, you and I both have bankruptcies in our past, right? And there was a lot of unpacking for me personally, and I'm sure for you too, right? Unpacking what that really meant and what it was here to help me to learn. And even in business, right? Sometimes programs that we put out in the world go really well, sometimes they don't. And so it's really part of this is learning how to maintain your safety no matter what the flow is. Can you say a little bit more then about what's going on within our nervous system and how that's impacting the bank account?
Yeah, so if we are not able to come into, so we have the autonomic nervous system, the parasympathetic, sympathetic, the fight, flight, freeze, or the rest, repair, recover, right? So these are the two sides that are naturally designed to balance, right? The threat happens and then it goes away and then we calm back down. That's the natural way for it to happen. However, money has this great ability to grasp onto our nervous system. Things like worrying about money when we know the money is there, but we still are worrying that is it going to be enough? And it logically makes no sense. It's because it's sitting in the nervous system on that fight or flight side because we've fed it into the nervous system computer, if you will, so many times that program gets stuck running. And we can't fully access that calming. It's been a pattern that has continually run and run and run and run. And it's like when the computer gets froze, right? And you have to shut that computer down and reboot it back up. So not that we shut down our nervous system, but there are things that we do. There are therapies, sessions that we go through that will bring that into a quiet, calm, still point so that the nervous system can reset itself. And simultaneously, it's cleaning up that energy with the money.
Right, right. So we can disengage the idea of money from this need to be anxious and worried and fearful, right? You know, because I've spoken to people who've had, you know, $10 in the bank account, and I've spoken to people who've had millions of dollars in the bank account, and the exact same worry and fear was present, right? And exactly. So because we can overcome this, we can overcome the worry and the fear with a lot of action, right? So we can build up those bank accounts any way we want to, which is why somebody can have $1 million and still have fear and worry, but there's no joy, right? There's no day-to-day living that brings in that joy. And so if we can separate out, money means fear and worry, then we can relax that nervous system.
Yes. And it is, you know, I know our tools with soul is it's that connection to divine, right? And, you know, giving it up to God, so to speak, but in a way that is in alignment for each one of us. And really settling into that awareness that divine is very much in our relationship with money and really wants to be playing its part. But we at the human level have to allow that relationship. We have to allow divine into our money story and our money experience. And I can say early on in my sacred partnership with money training, that shifting of worrying about money completely went away for me. I know divine's got me covered, and you know the evidence of my life is there. You know, I've ate every day and you know had a roof over my head the whole time, and thank God. And I know there are some people that have not, and that was their journey to discover their relationship with divine and their relationship with money. And to know that that's what it is. It's really this journey of discovery and connection and awareness of that connection. So,
absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, so I was raised without religion. That was just not something that was part of my upbringing. So this whole idea about connecting with the divine, and maybe it was for the best actually, because I don't have a lot of the crap that comes along with organized religion, right? Mm-hmm. I was able to learn a really pure connection with divinity. But that was a really interesting journey for me getting into, and soul language was really one of those paradigms that helped, because it gave a tangible way of understanding what I'm doing when I'm talking with divinity. And really then saying, giving permission to say, yeah, I really want to partner with divinity. And I think that's an unusual concept too, that we aren't, while we do surrender and release and give things over, we're still in partnership, equal partnership with the divine. And mm-hmm. then that allows the trust to build, I think.
Yes, absolutely. And it's interesting, if we look at relationships, I really say and believe and know that money is one of our closest relationships. It's one of our most consistent relationships. From about 2 years old, we become aware of money, and that's when we really start that relationship. And pretty much every day of our life, we're dealing with money one way or another. And there's people along the way, but the people are not as constant in our relationship with life as the money is. So that relationship, and I love, you can work on your relationship with money and the other relationships in your life get better, because they're all relationships.
Exactly.
And as we have the relationship with divine, and I too didn't have much of a religious upbringing, I kind of explored a little bit of everything that my friends brought to me and what was available. So I too came into this clear relationship with my soul for the most part, and with spirit, and with breath, right? I love, breath is that connection mm-hmm. to the divine. And it's interesting, because the breath, it will talk to you about your nervous system. It will talk to you about how you're holding your energy, because every thought has also got a breath pattern to it. Every emotion has got a breath pattern to it. So we can certainly be aware just by watching our own physiology and, how we're feeling in that relationship. And
we really do have everything we need within us, don't we?
We do.
When I used to hear that, I would roll my eyes. Like, I don't feel like I have everything here. Like, if I had everything I needed, then wouldn't life be different? But the more I connect, the more I learn, the more I'm like, oh, our bodies are here giving us every single resource opportunity that we need. So with that being said, again, there are ways, let's get back to our topic here, there are ways that we end up blocked. So one of the ways that you help remove those blocks is with this clearing your cash consciousness. Can you speak a little bit to that and tell me what that's all about?
So it is a money entity clearing transmission, and a transmission, how you receive a transmission is a lot like how you receive meditation. However, it is a transmission. It's a package of information that's transmitted from my soul that I've acquired, that has done the work for me, that my soul transmits to the soul of my audience. And actually, when we go into that cleaning the cache consciousness, there's several different packages of information, several different transmissions that I run to get through that process. One of them being the restoration of the nervous system, which is something, once that we free the entities, it allows for then the nervous system to be reset, because the nervous system is then kind of left a little bit open. So there's 11 different transmissions that I run in the money entity clearing transmission, and the vitality code, abundance, liberation, the abundance code, liberations, because we have these codes in our DNA, in our structure. They've just been mucked up, stuck up by the information that has come from the outside informing the inside. And this transmission allows us to get the information from our soul so that we can really wrap ourselves around the truth of our codes, our abundance, our vitality, our prosperity, as well as, the dismantling, disarming of these entities, and allowing them to leave, and then leaving us in the pureness of our soul at the completion of it, and a rejoicing just to bring the energy up. It's It's a 2.5 hour process. And we start off with meeting all of our guardians and managers so that it's a very secure, safe space, and obtaining our grace style. So developing a physical awareness with the energy of grace so that if it gets uncomfortable during the transmission, which it can, the attendees have the ability to volume up their grace to soften the experience. And it's a beautiful transmission to experience. It's again, it's a lot like having a meditation with a much higher level of potency. It's guided, obviously. I'm talking pretty much the whole way through, and you know, leading in and leading us out of it. And we do some shares after the receiving that grace style, just to make sure the meeting and the guardians and everybody's set before we actually go in and do the work. And then we have a share on the way out, just to clarify any additionals. And then I invite them into my Wednesday night call, which is where we do a structure of one transmission, which is where we receive our soul's purest vibration, our purest essence, before we were in physical form, before we had gender or parents or culture or society or any of that external information coming at us, trying to form us. Because this life, it seems, is a lot of clearing away mm-hmm. of all of that excess that we've taken on that's not necessarily our truth. So
beautiful. So much richness in there. So I love the idea of dialing up your grace. Yeah. I am going to hang on to that little nugget and remember in other, again, money. And clearly the transmission that you're doing is not just money, right? With prosperity, liberation and all of that, right? All of the pieces that go in there. But I am just astounded by how great a teacher money really is. You know, money is kind of such a bad rap, and rightly so. I mean, there are some systems in place right now that we don't, I don't want to spend our time on, but it's really beautiful. So one question I have is, are you, once you go through the transmission, are you aware, like, you know, you spoke about Bill Gates. When somebody goes through this transmission process, do they become aware of what entities were there, or is it more of just a feeling of being cleaner and clearer?
So both, I could say yes to both of those. Sometimes you'll know, and sometimes you'll just feel better and life will show up different. The experience of money will just feel different than it was feeling before. And sometimes you will be very clearly shown through the process. You'll have remembrances that will come up during the transmission, and you'll clearly know, oh my gosh, that's what was holding on to me all of that time. It was that incident. It was that remark. It was that experience that I, quite frankly, let get a grip on my system. And so we become more aware of not allowing those type of things to catch us. So there's a level of discernment that we acquire through it. And it's everybody's going to have their varied level and their varied experience. It's very unique and individual to each person, you know, and how they're showing up in that day for that transmission. There's, you know, so much that's unique to it. And this is why I do it every month, is because every month you're a new person and you can peel another layer to that onion. You can have a greater discovery. So
beautiful, beautiful. Now, if somebody wants to find out about the entity clearing, the cash consciousness clearing, if I'm putting those words together correctly, the information is in the show notes for people. But what's the best way for people to connect with you?
They can connect with me at email at connect@sonya, sonyapnagy.com. That's my email. Facebook has not been my friend lately, so that one's not working so well, although I am on Facebook as Sonya Nagy, as well as Messenger. And Yeah, there's a website coming, sonyapnagy.com. So
you're in the midst of transformation here, because I know you've had it. It's just you're transforming, it sounds like.
Yes, there's a lot of technology that's shifting right now. And then also, if they want to join in on the Wednesday night call, that's a free call, and they could go to tinyurl.com/startwithsoul. And that's Wednesday nights, 8:00. And that's where it's kind of an introductory, where people can actually have an experience of receiving a transmission there. And it's a really clean, easy receiving of your own soul. So there's no entity clearing. It's very comfortable.
Beautiful. Well, given the amount of vocal distress I'm having, clearly I need to come. I think my body is telling me there's a few things that maybe I would like to release. So I'm looking forward to that.
Awesome.
Very good. Okay. So we're going to take a real quick break here. And when we come back, Sonya, I would love for us to dive into soul language a little bit more, and we'll talk about your languages and what that's meant to you and your money story. Okay.
Beautiful.
All right. So everyone, you're listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance with me, your host, Jennifer Bloom. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we will talk with Sonya all about soul language and sacred partnership with money languages. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you feel that you must stand alone in this life? Listen deeply, beloved soul. You are not alone. Laura Hosford offers you authentic, channeled messages of love, inspiration, and heart-healing grace to guide you forward in transcending your consciousness and becoming the change you wish to see in the world. Want to get involved? Join the Get Your Goddess Groove on Facebook group and get some goddess energy in your life. Women supporting women, emotional and spiritual growth. What's not to love? Just search for Get Your Goddess Groove on Facebook and join Laura's growing community of women who are finding that divine love has lived within them all along. Share your stories, your challenges, offer your insights, celebrate spiritual growth. Join the Get Your Goddess Groove on Facebook group today.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404, or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
When was the last time you had that feeling that you knew something, but you couldn't explain how you knew it? How powerful would it be for your life and business if you could consciously tap into that magic within you? What if you could remember that there's something supernatural about you? Tune in to Absolute Alignment with Christelle Biga when success feels easy. Every first and third Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello, I'm Carrie Kadambi, and this is your Spirited Exchange Moment. Do you want to be the best you can be? Do you want to live your dream life? Anything is possible when you choose to consciously evolve. Begin by noticing your reaction to things in your everyday life. When a reaction is uncomfortable, this is a sign that there's an inner root cause that has triggered you and is calling out to be healed. Take action to transform and heal those limiting beliefs or trauma experiences that no longer serve you. Take time daily to recognize your reactions and then set out to heal and release them using one of many somatic healing modalities available. How will you choose to evolve today? Join me on Transformation Talk Radio for my show, A Spirited Exchange. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
All right. right. Well, we're back here on Soul Wisdom Abundance with me, your host, Jennifer Bloom, and my guest, Sonia Nagy. We've been talking all about money and soul money relationship and money blocks and clearing entities. And it's just fascinating to me. The more that I learn, right? I've been teaching about money for a number of years now, and it's just a new layer and a new layer. And there's so much ease that we can have that we don't allow ourselves. All the things you're talking about with the nervous system, I just think that we can allow ourselves so much more grace, so much more ease than we think we can. I think we're so used to living in this really buzzy, woundy, resistant kind of way, and that just feels natural because that's what, you know, it's like me wearing a pair of glasses or a pair of sunglasses, right? You just mm-hmm. sort of get used to everything. Mm-hmm. And I know for myself that one of the tools that really helped to create a new understanding of how I get to show up on this planet was soul language. And I know you and I share the love of soul language. You are a soul language practitioner. You are also the first sacred money partnership language person as well. So the first person I trained. So we clearly share a love. And what I would, I think would be fun is if you could share a little bit about your different languages that you have in your stable of languages, and share a little bit about what they have meant, particularly the money languages, perhaps, since that's what we're talking about today, how that's really impacted you. So kind of a wide-ranging question for you.
Beautiful. So, okay, I'll start with a quick, my personal languages are peacemaker, teacher of integrity, and passage inventor. So I love to create those pathways through unconditional love, integrity at the soul level, into peace. So peace is very much something that let's just say it's always a result that people will have after being with me because I have this great capacity for peace. Now, bringing that into my sacred partnership with money, my soul created an equalizer, equality for all. This evenness of money for all of humanity would be my soul's desire. Partnership with divine in my relationship with money, as well as partnering with people with money. And how are we going to make money? How are we going to save money? How is money going to work in our relationship? And bodybuilder. So those are my sacred partnership with money languages. So bodybuilder is all about this organic structure, right? Think of the physical body. It's organic in its nature and that building of muscle. So how are we going to partner in an equality to build us both, to build our structure, to build our business, to build whatever it is that we're looking to build? And again, money being such a prevalent part of all of our lives, you know, it's really important that equality is there. You know, my level of service is really important to match, if not more so. And this is an interesting one because that too was something I learned. It's really equal. Ideally, I'd get to that equal, that the money and the service are equal, because even that over serving can be an awareness of actual a lack, right? And, you know, I love satisfaction. I love to serve. So, you know, a little bit, but, you know, some people can go way stress themselves out over it. And
right. Well, we can end up in servitude, right?
Yes.
And we think that we are serving the world by being in servitude, but all we're doing is operating from a sense of lack, really, right? Mm-hmm. That we have to drain our beings in it to give in order to prove that we're worthy, right? I think that that's really at the heart of that. And yeah. You know, it's funny. Another paradigm that really started my spiritual journey was hand analysis, and in this particular way of doing hand analysis, there's four different schools, and I brought three of those schools with me. The only one I didn't bring was service. So I have an outsider's view to service. I can be somebody who can stand and say, you're dipping the line here, right? You're, you know, let's come back into equality so that yes, you are serving the world, but you've got to serve yourself first, right? You have to be able to have the resources to draw from. And if you're operating out of that lack and scarcity and trying to prove your worth, that the vibration, that frequency just isn't ever, you're not serving in the way that you could really, it isn't as effective, I don't think, as when you serve from that place of fullness and knowing.
Yes. And it's interesting. So I used to do a soul language mastermind and I just recently cut it off. I did it for 2 years and it was a bonus that I would give to people for having their soul languages done to be able to be in a community and have that awareness. And I realized that I originally started that for the community to know their languages and for myself to be in the role of teacher and to get more familiar with the paradigm of soul language myself. And after 2 years of time, I and teaching a couple of year-long courses along the way, have discovered that I don't need to be giving that excess anymore. So it was right in the beginning because there was that development that was a win for me. That was what was nurturing and nourishing me by that, giving that out. And it had come to a completion and I wasn't sure. And, you know, a couple of the last nights that we had it, there were just experiences that hadn't normally ever happened in the 2 years of doing it. They were the confirmation on me that, yes, it was time for me to at least put it on a temporary pause and do some reevaluation into why would I continue to do this. But that too was, you know, it had served its purpose in the beginning, but for me to continue it would have been going into a lack. And it wasn't transmitting to the same way for them.
Yeah, I love the way that you explained that because there are things that we do in our day-to-day lives that start out with good intention and they are really part of us. And I think that sometimes we just continue to do it because, you know, that's we've always done it that way, or you know, maybe not always, but as you said, you know, for a year or two. And it's that checking in process that I think you are particularly good at, to really ask the question, is this complete? Am I complete here? And even if the answer is yes, doesn't necessarily mean that it feels, you know, there still may be some processing, right? Mm-hmm. To say, okay, yes, this is really complete, but I'm going to, I got a little work to do to get through to the other side, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe a little bit of discomfort. But we get to do that reevaluation process. And I think that, again, one of the things that I love about soul language is that it's not, these aren't just archetypes, right? It's not just, oh, this is your type. These are for our personal souls, they're literally parts of ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. Our personal languages are literally parts of our soul. And then in our relationship languages, they are additional energies that we've brought in. Again, they are pieces of the divine and we can talk to them, right? Yes. And it might be a learned skill, but we get to talk and hear and get nudges to say, like, for example, my personal soul, Pioneer is one of my languages, right? So I get those whispers in my ear that it is time for something new, right? Mm-hmm. It is time to get off of this pathway and move on to something new. Or I get the whisper, Jennifer, you've started too many new things, right? Like I, you know, I could go 15 different directions and that would be great. I know your passage inventor can feel that, right? Mm-hmm. But when we come back to this idea with the soul money relationship, that we are in partnership with the divine, this is a tool that really allows us to speak to divinity, to speak to our version of mm-hmm. divinity, right? Mm-hmm. So tell me, how do you make use of that? Do you, we talk about sacred practice and all of that. Can you share a little bit?
So I sit in every day and connect. And even if it's just a warm hello and a hug from my soul, and just feel that and love into that. And, you know, a lot of times that'll be the challenge that I'll say, you know, help, I don't understand this. Give me awareness around this. And I'll either get the communication right away or I'll get it within the next day or so. It'll show up into an experience of life. And our soul languages are us. And, you know, I'll speak to my teacher of integrity. I have a high level of wholeness is really what that is. That's that whole, that pure love. So having that for myself is, it's when I have it, I'm in my full consciousness, right? And when I don't, I'm in my unconscious, right? I'm in that judgment, in that things are missing kind of space. And it's great to have the awareness that, oh, that's my teacher of integrity, and that I'm just being unconscious here. And if I just sit in with myself, sit in with my soul and connect and say, you know, ask the question, how can I perceive this differently? What is it that I need to let go of it? Is there some activation that I could accept into my system? So I recognize it through my life and in the daily conversation. Many times it's just, you know, a warm hello and great job, or you can do it, or whatever, you know, little bits. There's not always a lot of dialogue. Although I've developed my relationship so well now that we can have like an ongoing dialogue through the day. I can be constantly, you know, checking back and forth with my languages. What about that? And I'll get the clear yes or no, left, right, you know, how to maneuver through that. And it's really just developing it, having that conversation and that check-in and knowing. And I love, love, love the documentation that comes with our soul languages that show us how we're unconsciously acting and how we're consciously acting. So you find those, and they're resonant, like they have been resonant with every person I've ever done soul languages with. And it's interesting because Teacher of Integrity for me was the one that I felt least aware of when, you know, a couple, 2.5 years ago, whenever that I got them. And it's like Teacher of Integrity has become my best friend. And I, you know, I knew I was a peacemaker. I knew I had the passage inventor. I knew those pieces very clearly, but this unconditional love part of me, what is this? So I've really developed that and I love it. I find that's, you know, my nurturing mother that's really strong in me, which nurturer is my business soul language. So, you know, and that whole partnering of with divine. So yes, it's very much, it gives us in the definition that how we're being conscious and how we're being unconscious. So when we know our unconsciousness, we don't have to sit in the struggle that is. And we can, instead of sitting in the struggle, we can sit in and connect with our soul and say, show me a different way. What do I need to, you know, what do I need to let go of here? What, you know, show me. And our soul is so beautiful at giving us that ideal, exact awareness that we need in that moment for us. And sometimes we don't get it right away. There's that still silence, and maybe that just means you need to sit in a little bit longer and wait. And some people in the beginning especially will want to jump out because right. They're like, I didn't get my answer. But did you wait long enough for your answer to come through? And sometimes it's just be still.
Exactly. And sometimes that information comes through, as you said earlier in our conversation, the next day or 2 days. I tend to get a lot of information when I'm doing laundry, or when I'm doing dishes, or when I'm in the shower. Whether it's the water or the mindlessness, I haven't quite figured out. Obviously, it must be an integration of the two. But that the information is always flowing. And you know what you said about when we really understand the tells of when we are disconnected, when we're in our unconscious, it's so much easier to stop, take a breath, and instead of doing something like, oh, I don't know, beat ourselves up for being where we are, or really getting in a spiral of feeling down and depressed about where we are, we get to have that awareness of, oh, all this means is I'm not connected. That's all this is. There's no story to it. I don't have to beat myself up about it. I don't have to spend weeks here all I have to do, in quotes, is reconnect. I get to remember that I am a soul on this planet. I get to remember I'm divinity in action. And then now I get to, you know, one of the things I talk a lot about is being the energy of the solution, right? When we're disconnected, we end up in the energy of the problem, which just drives us farther into the problem. But when we reconnect, now we get to say, oh, there's a solution here somewhere. What is it? And again, maybe that answer comes right away, or maybe it doesn't. But to come full circle to our conversation, right, I think that the money blocks, that when we find ourselves blocked, we find ourselves getting kicked kind of over and over and over again into the unconscious around money. Mm-hmm. So as we, you know, we've got a few minutes left here. Is there anything else that you would like to share about money blocks and being connected or releasing those blocks? What is it that you would really like people to walk away from this conversation remembering and understanding?
So the first thing that comes is that money is the love of divine. There is a direct connect there, and to stop and receive a little bit more of that love. And I think for a lot of us, don't necessarily know how to do that or be with that, and don't stay stuck. There's people like both of us, and there's others that do this work and do this work very efficiently. And it's well worth the connecting in to get out of the struggle. And, you know, going to a biblical here, the lily doesn't toil. Why do we choose that? And we're constantly at choice. And free will is our birthright. And we get to live a beautiful life full of abundance. It's our nature. And to really recognize that we can have that and give ourselves some permission to have it, even if it's a little, you know, an inch at a time.
Right. So, yeah, that's so beautifully said. And, you know, depending on our backgrounds, you know, a lot of times we can be brought up to just deal with it, right? Just deal with it, rub some dirt on it, move forward, you know, and we don't have to live that way.
Yeah.
We really, really don't have to live that way. And the more that we can, embody that knowing that we are divine and we ooze abundance. We, you know, abundance of all kinds of things, abundance of vitality, abundance of money, abundance of love, abundance of connection, abundance of time, beauty, nature, all that. We can ooze it out of our beings. We just have forgotten.
Yeah.
Right? We've just forgotten. So if we can start there, and as you said, you know, receiving the love of the divine, oh, that just, like, my heart just went whoop as you said that. And we forget. We really just forget. So Sonia, thank you so much. I really am deeply appreciative of your time today. And I'm going to encourage everyone. I will be at the next Clearing Your Cash Consciousness. What is it, the second Saturday, you said?
Yeah, December 12th. Interesting
December
date.
12th.
12-12.
Yes.
We have the next one, so
yes.
Thank you.
Yes, and moving forward, I will be there. So take the opportunity to receive some transmissions. I know it's a low cost investment for everything that you get from that. So please take a look, connect with Sonia, you know, for her evening groups as well. She's a fantastic resource. So yeah, absolutely. All right. So this has really been a great conversation, and I'm going to encourage all of you to just take a moment and pause and breathe and ask the question, where am I flowing with money? Where am I flowing with life? And where might I be blocked? And just as you pause, take a breath, and you might get information in this moment. You might get information the next time you're in the shower. You might get that, you know, you might get it as a visual image. You might just get it as a knowing. You might hear something. In fact, you might even be reading a passage in a book, even in a you know, if you read fiction before you go to sleep, you might read a paragraph and go, that's it. But just be aware of where you might, where you might be kinking your own flow, and then reach out, right? We can connect with the divine, and we can ask for that flow to be restored. We can do it ourselves. And if that's not working, please reach out. As Sonia said, she works with money. I work with money. There are a number of people who can help unkink those flows so that you have that ability to live a life that's much more joyful. All right. Well, with that little bit of soapbox, I think we're coming here to the end. And I again, I want to thank you all for tuning into Soul Wisdom Abundance. It's delightful to speak with you. And again, if you want to continue your personal journey, learning more about your soul money relationship, come on over to jenniferbloom.com, take the quiz, start to learn about the three different aspects of your relationship, how you can step into more of a connection with the divine, with money, with it, and with yourself. You can also, if you've got questions, join me on the Soul Abundance page over at Facebook, and I'm always happy to have a dialogue about this. I could talk about it forever. So again, please join me the first and third Fridays of each month for Soul Wisdom Abundance. Next in the next podcast, I'm going to be talking all about breath work and how breath work can support your money flow. Let's get tune into that. That's going to be a fantastic conversation. So have a great couple of weeks. And until we meet again, I offer everyone prosperous blessings. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Jennifer Bloom or listen to past shows, visit jenniferbloom.com. You can subscribe to this podcast on any of your favorite podcasting outlets. Simply search Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom.